And I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakota's confirmed COVID cases are on the rise ahead of the Sturgis motorcycle rally. 58% of state residents, however, have received at least one COVID vaccine. Well, how will the rally intersect with public health officials' vaccination and infection mitigation goals? Dr. Shankar Kura is Vice President of Medical Affairs at Monument Health, and he's joining us from SDPB's Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio for an update. Dr. Kura, welcome back.
Pleasure to be here, Lori.
So last year at this time, all eyes were on the Sturgis gathering. This year, it promises to be even bigger with fewer mitigation efforts, large public gatherings. Tell me a little bit about what has changed since last year, though, because we're looking at a very different scenario.
Yes, a lot has changed. We are not in the same place as we were last year. Like you correctly pointed out, at least 58% of the state's population has had at least one dose of the vaccine. And, you know, we are better, but we're not safe. A good example would be the CDC's publication of their study in Provincetown, Massachusetts, where they had 4th of July celebrations, and then it extended on through like the next week or two. They found close to 850 cases of COVID-19. Of which a vast majority, two-thirds, were vaccinated folks that got the disease. The good news is none of them died. None of them required serious medical intervention. There was just a handful, five of them, that needed hospitalization. And all of them had other comorbid conditions, and they were eventually released from the hospital. So it proves two things. Vaccines work, and vaccines prevent severe disease and death. The only thing that we need to be extremely concerned with the Provincetown study published by the CDC is if we, like in Provincetown, Sturgis Rally is attracting folks from all over the country. There were more than 20 states, people from 20 states in Massachusetts. So we can expect a similar situation. The question then is, in Massachusetts state, they had close to 70% at least receiving one dose of the vaccine, and we are below 60, and that is the difference. So we might, I wouldn't be surprised at all, this disease, we will see a rise in numbers after the rally, and probably within 10 days, just like in Provincetown, 10 days from the first event, they had a surge of cases. We will see that. The question then remains, how many of those folks' cases we see are vaccinated cases? Because the ones that are not vaccinated will end up in the hospital requiring ICU care and unfortunately may even succumb to the disease.
For people who have been vaccinated versus, on the other hand, people who've had COVID, does the Delta variant treat those people's immunity differently? Do you see what
Yes.
I'm asking there?
Yes, great question. Yes, so if you've got the vaccine, it doesn't matter if you got the Johnson & Johnson or either of the two mRNA vaccines, the Moderna or the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, you are protected in one important sense. You will not suffer the consequences of severe disease and death. So those are the two things that vaccination confers against the Delta variant. If you're not vaccinated, unfortunately, your natural immunity is not up to the task, and this variant can cause havoc. In other words, you will require medical intervention in the ICU, or worse still, death.
People are asking, once they have symptoms, they're in the hospital, they're asking their healthcare providers for the vaccine. And the healthcare providers are saying, it's too late for it right now. Talk to me about getting your vaccine if you have symptoms before. Help explain that for us, please.
Yeah, it's very important to get the vaccine before you develop the disease or symptoms of the disease. So the vaccine, the way it works is simply, it primes your immune system to be ready with targeted antibodies. Think of it as targeted bullets or against the virus. So you're ready, and even the smallest load of virus will not multiply in your body and take over your body. If you're not vaccinated, when the virus gets in, it starts multiplying rapidly. It creates millions of copies, and we call it viral load. And then once it gets a certain critical point, it overwhelms every organ in the body, and worst of all, the lungs. But that's what you cannot prevent once you get the disease, because the vaccine, it takes time to work. It takes, as you can see, we say 2 weeks after your last dose of the vaccine series is when you're truly protected. So it takes a minimum of 2 weeks for the vaccine to work, to get your immune system to recognize the invader.
What efforts is Monument Health making to reach people at the rally? Can you take a vaccine truck out there? Can you take testing equipment out there? What's the plan?
Yeah, so we are very ready. We have testing readily available for anyone. The vaccine, however, we cannot do it out of a truck because you have to have a 15-minute observation period, making sure that they don't have any, you know, reactions. It's rare. Those reactions are extremely rare, but we can do it in a controlled setting. So we have that available, but not in off a truck. It's in a physical location in Sturgis and elsewhere in the Black Hills, like we've been doing all along. Yeah.
Dr. Shankar Kaur, we appreciate your time very much today. Thanks once again for being here.
Thank you, Lori.